Hello.
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 Oh, I think we are genuinely. Hello. I'm telling you, we're 12 years old. We are. Anyway, welcome back, everybody.
Hi, I'm
12 years old.
When puberty comes late, but then hits you like a freaking
dust truck.
Just hits all of a sudden.
Oh god! It's like when you put the Batman suit on at the last minute.
Just like,
where's Rachel?
I'm Batman.
So, welcome back, everybody. It's Dilemmas episode. I think it was 12.
12.
Goddamn, 12.
12. We made a dozen.
Oh man, the next one's gonna be unlucky. How worrying.
Fuck it. We made it this far. We had a good run.
We did. No. So. This one, today's topic is something that we think is very important and doesn't get enough recognition a lot of the time.
Yes.
And it's probably, I'm not gonna lie to you, it's probably gonna be part one of a two-parter, but the second part will probably come in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But we'll see how we do.
We'll give you a bit of a break from.
Yeah, that. Because it's a bit heavy, you know. It's a bit heavy.
It's a bit heavy. A little bit heavy.
This is all we've got to be doing all episode.
Literally, this is it. This is the ongoing joke now. So we were kind of going to cover lad culture and more specifically toxic masculinity.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're kind of we're how are we going to do this? We've picked four for today, aspects of toxic masculinity that we think need addressing. And then, like I said, we might cover some more in another part, another time.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
These are just the four that we came up with about 5 minutes ago.
Exactly. Because, quite frankly, our planning skills, they're depleting by the minute.
Yeah. There's less and less preparation for these episodes now.
Yeah, as you can probably tell, production value's dropping. No, right. So we're gonna kick this off. With one that you know, anyone who saw me on my 21st birthday knows is quite close to my heart. Ajit definitely knows, and that is it's not crying.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, crying is a perfectly normal thing to do.
Crying is a normal reaction.
And guys do it. We just don't do it in front of you most of the time because...
Yeah. We tend to do it on our own.
Look, I'll be honest. The reason we do it on our own is most of the time because someone's going to take the piss out of us for doing it.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
9 times out of 10, someone will turn around and say, man up.
Yep. And I hate that phrase.
Which is the sad...
I despise that phrase.
Which is the sad reality.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be that way. At all.
The fact that you're not allowed to cry just because of your gender.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing, because quite frankly, it's like, look, if men weren't meant to cry, we wouldn't have tear ducts. That's how evolution works. So clearly we're meant to cry. It's, you know, it's a sticky one because obviously I'm not, you know, like you know, when I cried at my birthday, I was damn happy.
Yeah.
I was... overjoyed. I mean, I probably didn't look like it. The tequila probably had a lot of effects on that, but I was overjoyed for a multitude of reasons. But
mainly because I was there. But
to be honest, it was because that was the week I cemented this lifelong friendship. That's why. Yeah, I found my long lost brother.
Yeah,
my long lost brother.
Buddha.
But yeah, so. but like, yeah, boy. You know, so like, I think it's one of those things where I think as well. A lot of the time, it's made worse, especially, you know, like, so, like, for guys, you know, like, we kind of put off that, like, a breakup and things doesn't upset us.
Yeah.
For example, like, I mean, emotional turmoil doesn't upset us. We kind of act like we brush it off. I'm going to tell you right now, we don't.
Yeah.
That shit hits us so hard. If we're invested in a relationship and it breaks up, I guarantee you we sit very sad for prolonged amounts of time. and we might cry, we might not. You might shed like a singular tear sometimes, you know, like it's just the one rolls down the face.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It is difficult because in a lot of the time as a guy, you know, aside from your close friends, you don't feel like you can talk to people about it because you're like, they're just going to think I'm a wuss.
Yeah, you think that they're just going to judge you.
Yeah, you think they're just going to, you know, you think that you're going to hang up the phone or you're going to leave their house or however you're seeing them and talking to them.
Yeah.
And they're just going to burst out laughing like, what a pussy. Yeah. You know, like, and you're like, look.
What pussy.
You know, like, yeah. It's a perfectly normal thing. And
we're going to crack jokes throughout this episode.
Oh, no, we are.
We're not joking about it.
We're deadly serious about it, you know. I mean, as we've described previously, Ajit and I's coping mechanism for dodgy concepts
It's our way of breaking the tension.
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't want you guys to feel tense either. You know, we want you to relax, chill.
Yeah.
And then realize that laughing at people for crying is wrong and you were a bad person once upon a time. No, I mean, no. No, like, you know, the thing is, like, it's very easy to, I think as a guy, it's very easy to feel like showing emotions is just not allowed.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that a little bit later, but crying specifically, I think is a big one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's been times where I've been feeling very emotional and someone said something that's triggered an emotional response from me.
Yeah.
And out of just sheer, like, feeling that I can't show emotion in that environment, I'll have to like be like, oh, I'm just going to use the bathroom, or, you know, I'm just going to step outside. I've got to take a call or something. Yeah. Like, you'll make an excuse to get out for 2 seconds so you can just sort yourself out, get yourself recomposed, and then go back. And it's tough. Sometimes it's tough because you're in an environment where getting out is just not an option.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's, you know, sort of going back to that relationship thing, you know, guys dealing with relationships, for example, it's very much, you know, I've seen so many like memes and things, and that I do agree a lot of the time they're right, which is that first week the guy will act like nothing's wrong. Like,
yeah,
publicly there's nothing on the face. There's nothing wrong. He's fine with the breakup. He's just moved on.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, the guy will get more and more upset.
Internally, he's felt it.
Yeah. And the truth is, and the girls are the reverse. So girls will feel really upset straight away.
They'll show it
more. But they'll get over it faster. And I hate to say this, but a large reason for this, if you ask me, is that because guys don't have the outlet to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, in a lot of cases, you're not expected to want to help, have help for a coping mechanism with that. You're expected to just be a man, just take it on the chest, and just move on. Yeah. And so, you know what? A lot of the time, it's not that we get sad and realize that what we had was so good afterwards. It's that we've had so much pent up emotion that we've not been able to express that eventually it bursts out. Like, it just happens. And it is tough. It's not easy at all. You know, I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by people that I can talk to this stuff about.
Yeah.
But like, I know a lot of guys aren't, especially, and I feel like it's especially in those friendship groups where it's a lot of kind of, you know, the sort of alpha males kind of thing.
It's that kind of, if you show emotion, you're getting kicked out of the group.
Yeah. It's like no weakness, no mercy. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really toxic thing to be in, because what the problem with that is that it's not just relationships, it expands to everything. And like bringing that to mental health, I mean, it really increases the stigma with mental health. You feel like you can't tell anyone
that
you're feeling down or anxious or any of that. You have to sit there, you sit there in silence, you feel isolated. Because you're like, I can't
you feel
say
like
anything.
You can't talk to anyone because otherwise.
And it's a horrible feeling. Horrible, horrible feeling. You know, and it's made worse a lot of the time when you can't go and see people.
Yeah, I think, especially this past year, I think people have felt a lot
absolutely.
More like...
In the sense that, like talking about things that have made you emotional. One thing, talking on the phone is one thing, but like talking to your friends in person...
Yeah,
is very different.
Very different. Yeah.
you know. And I look, you can label this however you want, but a hug from your friends works miracles in these situations. I'm sorry.
It's better than alcohol.
No, it literally is.
Yeah.
A hug, I'm telling you, hugs are drugs. Not hugs, not drugs. Hugs are drugs.
Yeah.
The amount of endorphins. Crack. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Not that we've ever tried it.
No, I mean obviously not. We're both very halal men.
Yeah, but, very good boys.
Very good boys. but like, yeah, no, I mean, watch how now my dad listens to this and he's gonna be like, Nikki, have you tried crack? I'll be like, wait, okay, it was a joke. I haven't actually tried crack. Relax yourself, Mr. Patel. Calm down. You know, like, yeah.
Big man.
Boss man Patel. King Patel. That's his real title. But no,
Watch how he asked me, has Nikita tried?
Oh, he's going to ask you. No, because he'll ask you.
I'll just be like, yeah, did you not know?
No, don't, because then he's going to know that you're the reason I did it. You're going to shoot yourself in the foot if you do that. If you tell that lie, you're going to throw yourself in the bin as well.
That's true. He's genuinely going
to think that. You're never getting invited to Ashford after that. It's game over for you.
That is game, yeah.
But yeah.
I'll just be like, oh yeah, someone else told him to try it. I watched him and I held his hair back while he threw up in the toilet.
God.
He had a bad reaction. Luckily, I was there to look after him.
As a doctor, I was there to nurse him back to health.
I was just too busy getting litty on alcohol in the corner.
I was too busy getting laid in the other bathroom. You know.
Well, he'll definitely know that's a fucking lie. Fucking hell.
Damn. Oh man.
If I mention the L word to him, he'll just be like, yeah, you're having me on here now.
What, Lotta?
Late.
Anyway, was it from Scott Pilgrim? So you gotta break out the L word, Scott. Lesbian? The other L word. Lesbians?
Michael Cera.
It's such an elite film. It doesn't get the respect it deserves. Okay, so we're gonna
shift the topic.
That's sure. That's not what I meant. But yeah, no, it's fine.
Shift the pace.
No, it's gone.
Stop digressing.
Yeah,
that's never gonna happen.
Right, we're going to the next subtopic.
Next subtopic,
which is making a career choice based on money. Let's just expand on this, because that in obviously is not a toxic masculinity trait at all.
I think it's more
being pressured into a career choice.
Yeah,
because your family believes you need to be the bread maker. In your future family and
not
your
even that, friends as well.
Do you think? To be fair, I've personally never experienced it, but
I mean,
actually,
I've not experienced it, but I could see how like
it could happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
obviously, you're all
no.
Like when you go to college and then you all pick your degrees and stuff, and then you've got people picking different things, and then
you realize you're like, well, my mate's doing econ, so his earning potential is higher than mine, so I now naturally have to do a course that would lead to a higher earning potential.
Well, I'll have to do a master's so that at the end I get the higher
that case I do understand. Yeah,
I mean, just you do you.
Look,
if you don't like, you don't want to be in a job that you don't enjoy.
You don't, and I'm telling you now, for your mental health, do not do that.
Yeah.
Well,
and I know a lot of people will turn around and say, oh, I'll just do it for a couple of years, make that money, and then, but yeah.
As creatures of habit, it's
you're
easy
to
say
another
that.
Job after that.
Yeah.
And it's, then, yeah.
Well, the other thing is as well,
you're just going to hate because of that first job experience.
The other thing as well is that you've got to remember, after 2 years, you're going to be trained in that job you've not enjoyed.
Yeah.
You might not trained anymore to be applicable for the job you want
to
do.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
to
tough.
Trained,
no, absolutely.
Taking that pay cut, but for the job that you want to do, fine.
It's worth it. Listen. The thing is, the money you get from a job, I know it's easy to say, and it's like, oh, but you do need a high income. You need stable income. You don't need high income. That's two very different things.
Yeah.
And even with that, I'm telling you, you will be 10 times happier having a lower income in a job that every day you wake up and you're like, I can't wait to go to work.
Yeah.
Than every day you wake up loathing.
Some of these high paying jobs, they are high risk, high reward.
Listen. If
your income fluctuates a lot. Sometimes.
Yeah. If you're trying to go into like investment banking.
Yeah, I was going to say investment banking.
Go for
banking.
It. You got big dollar coming your way, but your work hours are not even remotely set. You could be doing 12 till 12.
Yeah.
Multiple days a week, no sleep, probably doing some crack on the side to stay awake. I mean, I watched Wolf of Wall Street recently, so I'm just kind of assuming here. But it's not easy. Like, don't ever think
it's not
money,
sustainable.
Yeah, it's not. Don't think money comes easy. Don't ever believe for a second money comes easy.
Yeah.
Unless you're part of the royal family, in which case money actually really does come easy.
Yeah.
But, we're brown, so we don't have that luxury.
Unfortunately.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's very, I know it's especially when you're younger, I think it's very easy to get enticed in by larger salaries.
Yeah. Because you think,
it's because when you're younger,
you're like,
you know when you walk around like central London with your parents when you're a kid and you see a Lamborghini goes past, you go to your mom, you're like, one day I'm going to have that car.
Yeah.
And you know, as a kid, you've still got enough of a concept of finance that you're like, I need a lot of money to purchase this car. Like, you're aware of the investment concept.
Yeah.
And so you're like, so I need, and then once you start looking into like jobs, so let's say 14, 15, 16 at the absolute earliest is really when you look at careers, actually look at them. Let's say you're going to look into apprenticeships and you see one that offers 17,000 for 2 years and one that offers, I don't know, 20,000 for 2 years. Now you might go, I'm going to pick 20,000 because that will get me to my Lamborghini faster.
No.
But it's not the case because actually you might find
job satisfaction.
You might find that, but also like even with other factors, like there's things like you might not even realize, but it might say in the contract after 2 years they terminate. You will not get a job out of this.
Yeah.
For the 20 grand.
The 20,000 you might have to move away and pay rent and stuff.
Yeah. And
whereas
then it,
the
17,000
you might be able to stay at home.
You're like, right, okay, so that's more of the money I've earned going down the drain. You know.
Exactly.
There's a lot more to consider than just money, honestly. Also, just something else to think about as well is that job, do you enjoy it? Is it a job you can see yourself doing for a long time?
That's
because it needs to be.
A lot of these people are just kind of, they'll go into a job with the intention of only being there for a couple of years.
The thing is, you know what I like? If there's one thing I've actually learned very much in the last, like since uni, like it within uni, it is that, I'll be honest, these 5-year plans that people make and things, unless they're really loose, it's not sustainable because there's going to be massive changes in your life that you cannot physically predict happening.
If your 5-year plan is based on success, building on success, building on success, chances are it's going to fail.
Not even that. It's either going to fail or it's going to become a 15-year plan because it doesn't work that way.
You are going to have to factor in some sort of failure into that.
There's a fantastic quote, and I'm going to roughly quote, I don't remember exactly what it is, but it's along the lines of like, there is no success without first failure.
Yeah.
Which is so true. And the thing is as well, like I know it's glorified now in our generation. Having bank is glorified to the point where people genuinely, money is the only source of
people
happiness.
People will go broke just to buy brands that show that they have money.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, it's pointless having these brands if you are broke.
Because you can't have food.
Yeah.
You don't have a house. Yeah. I mean, the biggest tell is, I've seen this circulating a lot recently, is the kind of, it's a thing. And it's like, it's got pictures of like Kylie Jenner and all these wearing like Supreme and whatever, Dior, Michael Kors, I don't know, whatever shit. I mean, she barely wears anything, to be honest. So
that's true.
Really, you know, not a good example. But then you look at people like Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs. What did they wear? They wore like Primark level clothing.
Yeah.
It was dirt cheap clothes. These guys weren't rolling around in Armani suits.
No, they're literally just...
And
they understand the concept of money properly.
Right, and I'm not saying... No, it's not even that. I'm not saying that to be rich, you have to live humble and you can't buy brands. But what I'm saying is you have to understand the concept of... Yeah, you can.
But if it's affordable...
Yeah, but you've got to...
There's no point in thinking, oh, I'm going to miss next rent payment because I'm going to buy theirs.
At the end of the day as well, I'm just going to put it out there. Listen, you ain't going to be that figure forever.
Yeah.
You might think you're going to fit in that coat forever or that jumper or that pair of jeans. You will not. I'm sorry. As you get older, things start to... How do I put this nicely?
Get bigger.
Get bigger, yes. And I don't mean the good things that should get bigger. I mean everything else.
You start to need pills to get that big.
Yeah. You've got to understand that these massive fat investments are short-term investments.
Yeah.
It's the same way I'm always like in my head, I'm like, I would love to buy some fancy pants car.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to because it's going to depreciate faster than my mental health after I see my bank account when I've bought it.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's going to go down in seconds. I think it's really bad. This applies to women as well. But since we're doing toxic masculinity today, I think it's really bad how it's like men are... still in this day and age being born and bred with this mentality of you just gotta earn all the dosh, every penny you can fathom has gotta go in your account at the expense of their happiness, their time, and quite frankly their respect.
Do you think it's more noticeable in brown culture?
I think first gen brown culture is more noticeable. It's less so with us, for example, not so much.
It's less so with us, but with like the older generation, it's very much case of.
If you speak to the grandparents, it's like
wives don't work.
Yeah, literally.
Husbands have got to make all the money for the family.
Yeah.
And it's not like one or two kids. They're generally like large 4 or 5 children families.
Yeah. And look, I do get it. Having a large family is expensive. So you do need, but again, this is where I'm saying you need to be financially stable. Stable is the key word here. You can have 8 kids if you have the funds to support 8 kids.
I mean, if you get pregnant and you expected 8 kids, then it's understandable. Like, if it's an unplanned thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we're not against unplanned pregnancy. Sorry.
Yeah, that's not what we're saying. Like,
we're just saying like you should aim to be financially stable sometimes in these situations.
Sometimes you plan for one child and you end up having twins.
It happens. It's not a thing you have control over.
You may think that you're financially stable for one child and then find out you're having twins and it's like, oh, well, that throws a bit of a spanner in the works.
Yeah, you're suddenly like, right, okay. So we're going to like, double up the funds.
Everything's doubled, basically, yeah.
Yeah. But you know, like, I think the key takeaway with this is just that for the guys listening, and I think for girls who, and I know some who think that guys absolutely have to just be bringing in just bank at all times. I want you to take a good long look in the mirror and ask yourself, the bank's coming in. Am I happy for the guys and for the girls? What right do I have?
Am I making bank to be demanding?
Well, this is what I'm saying. What right do I have to be telling this man he should be doing more than he is when I myself am doing the best that I can and he's doing the best he can?
Yeah.
Right. That's the thing from us, I think, on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Got to throw some jokes in to break it up.
I just remembered that video.
Which one?
of that couple at therapy.
Oh God.
And she's like, what do you bring to the table? Like, she's saying all this shit.
He says, what do you bring to the table?
And then he's like, what do you bring to the table? And she's like, excuse me? And he's like, did I stutter?
Yeah. He's like, are you serious right now? And he goes, did I stutter? It's iconic. I think if we find it, we'll share it again. That was quality. I haven't laughed like that in months.
That was fucking great.
Also, he's on his king shit, this guy. Like, a fair play to him. He's on his king shit. He's taking no BS. Also, for anyone who's about to jump down the throat of, oh, well, you can't talk to women like that, having just preached about equality and cash. Like, listen, she was being unreasonable said video.
She was being very unreasonable. Like, she was, like, demanding... That's why. He was already doing the stuff that she was demanding, but she was demanding him to do it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, okay, so we're gonna...
Like we said, we don't mind doing it in moderation. Oh, but yeah. Like, when you start taking the piss... Yeah.
There's going to be pushback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Resistance. No. Okay, so we're going to shift gears. That's what I was looking for earlier. We're going to shift gears. That's the one. We're going to shift gears.
Those of you who drive an automatic car, welcome to this new concept.
We're going to go from drive to drive plus.
Yeah, we're going to go from first gear, which we've been in. We're going to go to second gear.
It's like, you know that scary M on your automatic car? We're going to go into that. That's where we're going.
We've picked up a bit of speed now. We're going to slip up the gears. We're not quite at a fifth gear, sixth gear kind of mark yet. But
I think we're barely matching second. The clutch control's got them all over the place. Jerky as fuck. Anyway, listen, so this relates a little bit to the first one, but it's still a little bit separate in our heads. That's admitting your feelings. Yeah. The reason we say this is separate is because not crying usually comes after an emotional event. Admitting your feelings generally is a precursor to an emotional event.
Yeah.
So, like, admitting your feelings. I mean, like, one thing that is quite difficult is when someone says, like, if someone's taking the piss out of you.
Yeah.
As a guy, you're really a lot of the time expected to just stomach it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just expected to affirm it.
You're either expected to stomach it or give it back in the same way.
Right. Like, either way is counterproductive. And I'm not talking about when you're jokingly getting abused. I mean, when you're actually someone is actually out for your neck, coming for your neck, you know, like fully just out for blood. Because you have to just sit there, whatever you're doing, and just be like, all right, cool.
Take it, yeah.
Like, yeah. And it's not nice. It's not pleasant. Yeah. Because look, I'm going to be honest, when someone insults me, I think about that for quite a while.
Yeah.
Like, it really stays.
It's like if someone compliments me, like, I think about that for a while.
And we've talked about this last week, but it really does. And it goes both ways. In that way, you know, following up from that as well, like, sometimes we find it hard to voice how thankful we are for something, or like how pleased we are with something as well. Because a lot of the time, like, especially when it's something that's not considered a manly thing to be offered.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like that's a really weird way of putting it. It's like, okay, imagine someone buys you a candle as a bloke. Hear me out. So some people would consider a candle quite a feminine thing to have.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm going to light a candle tonight and just chill in my flat. They'll be like, it's quite a feminine thing to do. Why are you doing that? Which is, firstly, completely false. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, man, they smell good and they give a nice lighting effect in the room. It's a win-win. Yeah.
They give good ambiance.
Exactly. And so, you know, as a guy, sometimes you're kind of like, how do I, like, you feel like you have to accept this in a way that gives off male masculinity.
Yeah.
Which is so false, because like, then you're not giving an authentic reaction. You're just like, you're like, thanks, yeah, I'll give this to my wife.
Yeah, no. You're expected to like, if you do want a can, like, you're expected to have like the tobacco and sea salt one or something.
Yeah, like you can't have vanilla blossom.
Yeah.
Which actually smells really good, for a side note. Yeah, you got to have
You can't have anything that smells nice. You've just got to have the ones that like could potentially kill you.
I remember one time, I was I was staying at a friend's house, and then I was meeting someone else the day following. So I showered at my friend's house, and in their shower, they only had, it was like pink blossom shower gel, or like, you know, quite fragranced shower gel, like flowery fragrance, floral fragrance, sorry. And I went and met my friend, and he was like, he's like, why do you smell like fucking women's deodorant? I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you smell like perfume and sugar, spice and everything nice. I was like, what's wrong with that? It smells nice. I smell quite nice when I got out of the shower. Yeah. So, I mean,
I've got to smell myself all day. Like,
well, exactly. Me. Yeah, exactly. I might as well enjoy the scent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, but I was like, why is that a thing? Like, why is that an issue?
Yeah, it should be an issue.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing. You don't always know what to say, but it is tough.
No.
And so yeah, I mean, admitting your feelings.
I've been showering at the gym recently.
Yeah, they've got
lemon shower gel / all.
That's probably stuff. Lovely. Yeah. I can imagine that is gorgeous.
I mean, I did have a patient turn around to me and said, "Have you got deodorant on?" Like, because at the moment we're having to put people back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the first appointment, I wasn't going to the gym before work. And then the second appointment, I was. They're just like, "Oh, okay. Have you got a deodorant on?" And I was like, "Yeah, I always have deodorant on." Like, I changed my shower gel because that's the one at the gym.
And she was like, "Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It's yeah."
I do like me that lemon one, though.
Oh, citrus. Any citrus shower gel. Oof.
Yeah.
Ooh, mama. It's good stuff.
Now, that's like crack.
No, that's actual crack. I could sit there and sniff that shit like it's like a glue stick. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Good shit, yeah.
To be fair, the tea tree, the original source green mint one.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to smell. Yeah.
It's nice to smell. It's just awful to use.
Yeah, yeah. I recently started using the L'Oreal men's ones.
All right.
I started using the one with taurine. So there's two I've used. There's a green bottle which is like a cedar wood scent.
Yeah.
Which is glorious. There's also this one with taurine. It's more citrusy. It's still woody, but it's like citrus undertones. I fuck with it. Yeah, it was good shit. I like it. but yeah, so like, you know, I mean, going obviously like going back to the start of this, and the original one is admitting your feelings, especially like, do you know what? Oh no, it's not. It's admitting your feelings when you like a girl.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's tough.
Some guys it comes easier for than others.
100%.
Like, some guys could literally just go up to the girl they like and be like, "Look, this is the
deal. I'm into you."
Yeah.
Let's do something.
This clearly isn't us because we don't know what these guys would say.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're struggling.
To come up with, like, what they would say. Just like, they just lay everything on the table and just be like, "This is the deal."
I can't do it. Like, you know, like I'll be honest, I get really nervous around girls I like. Yeah. Like, I get hella nervous.
Oh, 100%.
To the point where I'll probably say something stupid and completely destroy my chances to be with said girl.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, it happens. It's, you know, but like, and the thing is, obviously, you do learn to get that under control.
Yeah.
But when you really like a girl, I don't mean like you're like, "Oh, I might go take you on a couple of dates." It's like when you've been on a couple of dates and you're like, "I'm trying to make you like my girlfriend. I'm trying to seal the deal, secure the bag, wife you, you know, that kind of stuff." Then, bro, it's different levels. Like, because it's not even admitting your feelings to her. It's admitting them to yourself.
Yeah.
Because this is the tie-in toxic masculinity in this situation is. Men, and I'm gonna sort of bring this with the next subtopic. We're not taught to be lovey-dovey.
We're really not.
We're just not. We're not conditioned to be. We're conditioned to be
basically taught the whole
animals, primal hunters,
keeping keen. Sort of.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which again, a lot of that is a societal environment factor thing. You know,
that is a very toxic masculinity thing.
Because again, it's like you're not meant to show nice emotion.
Any interest.
Yeah. You're meant to be like, if I treat you like trash, you'll keep coming back because I'm just that, I'm that good, you know, like, yeah. Which is horrific because that's obviously not the case.
And no, but it's horrific because obviously guys start this at a young age.
Yeah.
And then girls are conditioned to that throughout their young age where they're most influenced.
Yeah.
And then when they get older, they're like, oh, men are trash. And it's like, no. It's just the guys that you've like been after for all this time, because you've been conditioned that way.
Yeah,
are trash.
Are trash. Yeah, no, it's true, and it's, you know, I mean, this kind of ties into this one. So like, being romantic, or by extension, being a simp.
There's nothing.
Now,
wrong with
I that. Don't like the term simp, but obviously it is the current cultural phrase for basically putting effort into your woman, basically.
Yeah.
So we're going to use it here. You know, like the thing is, like, as a it's like when you're around your boys and your girl's there and she's like, you know, hug me, and you're sort of hug her, but you just know
you're
your boys, you know, like, not your close boys will always ship you and back that. And if they don't, you need to reconsider who's close.
Yeah.
But the lads in general.
Yeah, the lads.
They'll look at you. Half of them will just laugh and be like, "What a whip! He's whipped.
Yeah,
he's, you know, he's wrapped around her finger." I'm it's not.
Thumb.
I just really care for this person, and you don't. You the reason you're laughing about it is because you don't have that. You don't understand.
Yeah.
If anything, you might be a bit jealous because my girl's a bit peng and yours isn't. Or sorry, you don't have a girl. You know, there's a lot of ways this could go. But
it's not even that. It's just you don't have that sort of relationship with you.
Right.
Girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be that she's paying.
And sometimes we'll feel insecure about it, and that's why we joke about it.
Yeah.
But again, this is an admitting your feelings thing. We don't feel like we can admit we're jealous because jealousy is not an attractive trait, and we're not allowed to be that and all this nonsense. And look, I don't like being jealous, but I get jealous. I'm human.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen.
It's a human reaction.
You know, and like simping, I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it.
Bro, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I'm sorry. Do you know what simping is? Do you know what simping actually is? That no one ever wants to have this conversation. Simping is being a gentleman.
Yeah.
But no one's ready to have that conversation because it's too easy to call someone out for looking after their significant other.
It's too easy to call them a simp and just get it over and done.
Exactly.
Rather than be like, oh, you are actually a gentleman.
Bro, I remember one time I was, there was this girl I was, you know, into and sort of trying to.
Oh, yeah.
One of.
Flavor of the week.
Oi! Oh! Oh, that's such a bio.
Flavor of the day.
That's a full on violation. Okay, that's. Right, I'm just gonna say it because this doesn't come around often. That one there was a violation. Personally, I wouldn't have it. But no,
I don't think you've got the facilities for that.
But like, it's, you know, I was into her and I was trying to kind of, you know, show I'm a gentleman and show I'd look after her. And bro, my boys, like, I pulled out a chair for her to sit down. And I offered to get her a drink. And they were like, you're a big fat simp. Like, they literally shouted it across the table. I was like,
nah.
What what am I supposed to do? Because, like, firstly, not only does that make me look like a dickhead.
Yeah.
But secondly, what am I now supposed to do? Do I turn to the girl and be like, hi, I'm a massive simp for you. We should get together. Hell no. That ain't going to go nowhere.
Oh,
Or do I go the other way and be like, they're wrong. I'm not interested in you, and then screw up my chances anyway.
Yeah, you're fucked either way.
There's no win here.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, man, I find ourselves in.
Also, I definitely wasn't there at this point because I.
No, you weren't there. This was school. This was school. This wasn't uni. This was just pre uni. This was back. This was back. Room. This was back when Nikki didn't even know what a good trim looked like. Didn't even know what a good trim was. It a concept. Skin phase. What are they?
It took you a couple of years at uni as well.
Yeah, it really did. Oh, it did. Oh, God. The first year. Tragedy. Yeah. There's a reason my attention picked up in second year. It's because I got a decent trim.
Yeah.
It wasn't first year. First year was a tragedy.
Once you get a decent trim, that's it.
Game on.
That's when we get into flavor of the day territory.
Hey, it was flavor of the week second year. Third year it was flavor of the day.
Well,
now it's flavor. Now it's flavor of the hour. Don't even at me.
He's got one flavor right now, and then he'll go to the gym in an hour, and he'll have another flavor.
I'm listening to Craig David. What's your flavor in the background? And that's just, I have it on loop in my head all day long.
He's got 7 days, and he's got a different girl for every day.
Hey, now. Don't bring up 7 days. That's the one true love of a song. I'll serenade my wife to that song. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So, I feel like there's really nothing wrong with, I'm not going to say simping now because I just don't like the word. No. I hate that phrase.
There's nothing wrong with being a gentleman.
Being romantic.
Being chivalrous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, what was...
Chivalry isn't dead. You just need to find the right people.
Right, exactly.
That is the quote for the episode. Exactly. Chivalry is not dead. You just need to find the right people.
Bang it up on the story, because that shit is golden. Yes, no, exactly.
When we bang up the post, I'll put it in the bio.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We might even bang up a first year Nakeem picture, so you can see the dead trim.
Please do.
If we get 20 listens. That's all you got to get. 20 listens in the first 24 hours.
We'll get that.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, you've said it now.
Nah, don't do me like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I said this about
the dance video, and it never happened, so we're all Gucci.
It's like, I'm gonna delay the publish until afterwards. So just before we wrap up, one other situation was a time where there was a girl and I was into her. I'm not gonna pretend I wasn't. She was quite pretty and nice, and she smelled nice. She was good.
Weirdo.
She's a good chap.
Weirdo. Yeah.
Leave me alone.
She smelled nice.
And she had nice perfume.
Just going up to her and be like, You smell nice.
Wait, she had nice perfume, okay.
Listen. Just go to the top of her head, be like,
Listen.
Go down to her shoulders, like,
oh, jeez. Oh, God.
You smell nice.
I'm gonna have to cut this from the episode. This is fucking tragic.
I'm editing this week.
I'll do it.
Let me do it.
All right, anyway. I was into her, and we'd been on I wouldn't say a date. I don't think it was a date yet. We were still kind of getting to know each other. She needed to get somewhere that was obviously not close by, and I had my car. So I was like, oh, would you like me to give you a lift? Yeah, I can give you a lift to the place. Anyway, I kind of had plans after said meetup. So obviously I was a bit late to those plans because I was taking the girl where she needed to go. And so I told my friends this because they were like, how was your little meet date thing? And I was like, oh, it's really good. I was like, I just gave her a lift back to, because she needed to get somewhere. And they were like, nah. They were like, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? They were like, why? Don't be giving her free rides. And I was like, why not? What? It was literally in the same direction as I was going. And they were like, no. They were like, you're a massive simp. You're a dickhead.
Want you to do? Just drive past and be like, wanker.
Isn't it? Bus wanker. Yeah, no. Like, what? I don't know what the expected result was there. I don't know, man. It was like, that was just one of those days where I was like, you know what? I'm not built for this. I'm not built for this nonsense. Like, not at all. Yeah. You know? I ain't trying to be like a Shah Rukh Khan Bollywood film fuckboy. I'm trying to be like a James Bond gentleman pre him seducing you just for the soul.
I was just about to say.
I mean, you know, sometimes seduction is the way forward, but this is not one of those times.
No.
I mean, I wouldn't know that as a halal boy. And you wouldn't know that either as a halal boy.
Yeah.
But if we were to assume what Jaminder Budinder would do,
yeah,
I would assume it would be something along those lines. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go to bed now.
he's gotta go to the gym to pick.
I do. I miss push day. Today's been such a hectic day. I haven't had a chance. So it's push day at 11 p.m. Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
danger.
It was at this moment he realized he fucked up. but yeah, so we're gonna wrap it up. You know the drill.
Fairly short this week.
Yeah, we kept it relatively simple. I'm quite proud of us. That was pretty good. So you're gonna hit us up on our Instagram, which is at On Our Wavelength Podcast.
Yes.
You can hit us up on our Twitter. OOW podcast one. I was gonna say Uno, and then I was like, why would I give them false information? It's just one. And then you can hit me up at Nikin M. Patel. You can hit him up at agit.mystery96 on Instagram for both of those.
And
I hope you guys enjoyed. Like I said, we'll come back to this one another time because we've got more toxic masculinity topics to cover, but we don't want to cram it all into one.
And we want to space it out, I think.
Yeah, so next week will be a bit more kind of jokey, I'm sure.
A bit more jokey than this week.
Well, as in a less serious topic, sorry. Not more jokey, because, I mean, we don't do not
jokey.
We crack anyway.
The jokes no matter what.
So. Yeah, but like the topic will be a bit less, have a bit less weight to it. So anyway, we hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you guys very, very soon.
Yeah. Catch you on the next one.
Yeah, and have a good weekend, everyone. Yeah. Or weekend, whatever, weekend. Whenever you're listening.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good.
You
day.
Lose.
You lose. You get nothing.
If you good don't, day, if you don't get that reference, by the way, I'm just disappointed because that's the OG version of that character. I'm not going to spoil who it is.
Yeah.
But if you don't get it, you watch the wrong version of that film. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, the new version wasn't too bad.
But... No, but the old one had better songs and Willy Wonka was better. Oh, well, I spoiled it. There we go.
Yeah. Gene fucking Wilder.
Gene Wilder. May his soul rest in
peace.
It's fantastic. What a rendition of the character.
What a G.
What a G. What a Gene. What a Gene.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, if you want to watch the
film. Fantastic film.
You and Charlie stole fizzy bubbling. What is it?
Fizzy bubbling liquids or something?
Yeah, lifting bubbly liquids or something.
Fizzy lifting drinks. That's the one.
You lose. It was right here in the smalls print. You lose. Good day, sir.
And then he goes, Charlie. Charlie. My dear boy, come here. You've won.
Cracking film.
Anyway, we've completely got off the topic again.
Rightly so.
Absolutely. It's worth it. No, we'll catch you guys very soon. But take it easy, guys. If you've got anything you want us to talk about, send it in. Yeah, you know the drill.
Because we had to scrape the barrel a bit.
We're not running thin on topics, but we're running thin on topics we fancy right now.
List of topics, but we were just like, we don't fancy doing that.
So give us something jokey. Give us something fun to talk about.
Yeah.
It's one night stands. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be you talking.
I don't know what that's like because I don't have those.
That'll be you the whole episode. That one. I'll just be a spectator.
I'll be like, welcome class of one to my one night stands 101. Intro to One Night Stands. Oh, God. Right. Anyway, I'm out of myself here. Take it easy, guys. We'll speak to you very soon. And have a good one.
Have a good one.